All right, everyone. Welcome to the Success by Design podcast. Hope you're doing well today. Hey, as you can notice, I am not in the podcast studio today. We have officially moved out, right? We are moved out of our office as Christina and I, you know, decide to transition into Nashville. We're going to be doing that over the next couple months. But hey, either way, I'm excited to come to you today as we live in this remote world anyway. Great news here at Executive Career Upgrades. Hey, on the year, we are approaching, hey, we got a couple more weeks in Q1. We have had 71 offers come in. We've had 8 offers for the last few days of some of the clients that I've been helping them negotiate. So let's give it up to everyone who's been hired and received offers here at ECU. I appreciate you, clients. Hope you're doing well. As always, hey, if you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. All right, getting into it. There was one more update as well. Oh yeah, hey, next week I am proud to say that Executive Career Upgrades will be in good old Dallas, Texas for the VET 100 conference. It's the 100 fastest growing veteran-owned companies in America. We were number 48, so I'm excited to go connect and collaborate, spend time at a conference, have a nice dinner. Definitely be taking lots of photos, and I'll share that with you upon when I return. So hey, oh wow, that made me just think. There will be no podcast next Wednesday. My apologies, because I will be on a flight then to Dallas, Texas with the team. But let's get into today's topic. It's a topic that we can't talk enough about because everyone is always worried about what? Their resume, right? Everyone's worrying about their resume. But let me help you out a little bit, okay? Your resume can't get you hired. They hire you, right? Your resume is important. How you you know, how your LinkedIn profile looks as well is tremendously important. And it's important to have those documents optimized. But just remember, when you get into an interview, you need to tell them to, hey, put that resume down because I'm your main source of information. But let's get into how to make your resume stand out in this competitive market. I get it. Hey, we in a competitive market. We've seen a little spike in the economy with people hiring. But what's going on right now? Lots of people are getting let go from the government, right? They are entering private sector workplace now, and they're going to be competing with you as well, right? So how to stand out is really important because thousands of people are flooding the job market right now. So really, how can we make our resume get noticed? If you don't know, 75% of resumes are rejected before they even reach a human being. That source was Forbes, right? Forbes did a study. Most of the time, your resume doesn't even get to the decision maker because remember, everyone at your level, everybody at your level, they paid a resume writer. They have good skills. They have a similar education than you, similar accomplishments. And what happens when, you know, hundreds of people apply and it, you know, they all have kind of similar stats, it makes it really difficult on that talent acquisition team. But don't worry, I'm going to help you out today with some practical strategies, some insider tips, and most importantly, key mistakes to avoid. We have heard before, recruiters only spend 6 to 7 seconds scanning your resume, right? According to Ladders. But recently, I forgot where I read this. That number has went down because in 2025, technology's at an all-time high. You know, people are bidding for our attention faster and more common than ever, right? So there's just information everywhere. So hey, recruiters are actually, they're spending less than 6 seconds on your resume. So this is for, hey, if your resume do get to the right person, we want to make sure that they don't go next, right? Because your resume, it's not just a summary. It's your first impression to the recruiter, to the hiring manager, the same with your LinkedIn profile. So stop thinking of it as like a list of job duties, which is the ones I typically see. Everyone does what you do, right? If you're competing with sales leaders, yes, they lead sales teams. Absolutely. They lead sales teams, impact culture, right? Let's not try to talk about job duties. Let's try to talk about accomplishments, right? Achievement-based, results-based resumes, which we'll get into shortly. Because remember, the only thing that sets you apart from everybody else that does what you do is impact and value. Super important. Okay. So formatting. Hey, we're going to go over this quickly. You have to have a clear section heading, bullet points. Make sure the font is the same throughout. We obviously want to put our data in chronological order. And as far as length goes, hey, I typically recommend one page, but hey, maybe two pages, but that's max. Okay. So let's just get the formatting and structure out of the way. Now, we always want to have a summary statement at the top. That's likely the first thing they're ever going to read. So we want to make sure it's impactful, right? That sentence could be determining on if they say next or say, hey, let's pass this person through. So let's not waste time with hardworking professional. So here's an example of a killer summary to start off with, right? We want to say like who we are, what's our title and expertise. Number two, what we can bring to the table, meaning our top two or three skills. And number three, what makes us unique with that a specific accomplishment. So let me give you an example. Hey, I'm a results-driven VP of ops with 15 years of experience optimizing supply chains, cutting costs by nearly 30%. I also lead high-performance teams to scale revenue, and I have a proven track record in global logistics and process improvement. So, hey, an overview of my experience, an accomplishment I had. Hey, I'm known for cutting costs, and I am also known to scale revenue this way, right? When I try to craft summary statements, right, I try to think, hey, what's on the decision maker's mind? I always talk about manufacturing. If you're an operational professional in manufacturing, you know with lower income jobs, you're probably likely going to have a turnover problem. So I want to think, hey, what are the pain points of the people that I'm trying to get a hold of? What is the pain points of the VP of sales, of the executive leadership team? For every person, it's different, right? Whether you're marketing or product or finance, but you should know you're an expert in this field. So, hey, if a decision maker was looking at your resume for what you do, what are the two to three things you would absolutely want to highlight at the very top? Highly recommend you set up your profile like that. As always, with the implementation of ChatGPT, hey, if you get stuck, go to ChatGPT. Let me give you an example of a ChatGPT prompt or DeepSeek or whichever one you want to use, right? Hey, I'm in the manufacturing. Hey, ChatGPT, I'm in the manufacturing industry. I'm an operational professional who oversees fulfillment, right? I'm trying to craft a summary statement for my resume. What are the top three pain points for manufacturing professionals? Dot, dot, dot. ChatGPT is probably going to give you a good answer. And then you just simply relay your stats there. Okay. Now, proving your value in our experience section. Long paragraphs aren't going to work. Okay. Or job duties that sound like a job description. We want to tie in achievement-based bullet points, which is action plus result. The formula is this. It's an action verb, it's a task, and then the impact it had. Let me give you an example. Hey, previously, I have led a $10 million digital transformation project, and I reduced operational costs by 22% while overseeing it, right? It talks about your cost-saving initiatives, okay? So we want to make sure we can add in numbers so they know the scope, right? Was it $100,000, $5 million, $10 million? How much did you reduce the cost by, right? We want to quantify whenever possible. Honestly, if you're putting a bullet point on your resume, it needs to quantify something. It needs to quantify increased revenue, reducing costs, leading a team of X globally, managing a budget of this, okay? Now, let me hit you with another set I've actually never shared before. If you do not have an achievement-based resume, okay, resumes with quantifiable results actually get called back 40% more than resumes that don't. So right now, if you have a resume, I'd look at it and say, hey, are my achievements on here? Are my accomplishments on here? If that not, that's going to cost you a lot of money, okay? So what else? What are those other X factors, right? Certificates and continuing education. Hiring managers love candidates who stay sharp. So have you done any training recently that you can put at the bottom of your resume? Any certifications? Industry involvement. Hey, are you a part of any associations? Have you spoken anywhere? Have you written any books? Sorry about that. I waited too long. Hey, my book, Start Then Optimize, is available over on Amazon right now. Okay, you can look up Start Then Optimize, Tim Madden. And it's a book about, everyone should buy this book. It's $10. I literally put it as cheap as I can. If you've ever struggled with getting started on something, staying consistent, and then increasing that intensity level, this book is for you. This is me, my personal journey of 20 years in the military, over two decades, and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in my own personal development wrapped into this book. If you don't like books, that's okay, because it's going to be available on Amazon later this week. I'll keep you updated on that as well. But hey, have you written a book? Have you been featured in a publication? Absolutely put that at the bottom of your resume. And personal branding. Your resume, you know, a lot of people ask me, hey, Tim, do I need multiple resumes? No, because you only have one LinkedIn profile. And if someone looks at your resume and then goes to your LinkedIn profile and it's not consistent, they're going to be confused. What do confused people do? They don't make decisions and they're on to the next person. So your LinkedIn profile should match your resume, should match your accomplishments, right? And a stat from JobScan, if your LinkedIn profile and resume has continuity, it typically increases interview chances by 71%. So there you go. Now, moving along, resume red flags to avoid. Check your resume. Career Builder said nearly 60% of hiring managers reject resumes for typos and grammatical errors. Hey, you're a professional making multiple six figures. If you're listening to this podcast, you got to have a tight resume that has proper grammar and no typos. Okay. Lack of customization. Generic resumes, right, get 40% less callbacks. We said that before. You have to lead with those achievement-based bullet points. Anyone who wants these really nice graphics, charts, fancy fonts, hey, I'm sorry, they typically break ATS systems. Okay. So it's good to have a creative, especially if you're a marketer or something, it's good to have that, to hand that to someone or to email it to somebody. But if you're applying for a job online that's going to an ATS system, it's, you know, by the time they open, it's going to be a bunch of blocks. They aren't going to read it. So be careful with that. And remember, when you use a word to describe you, we have to put the impact. A lot of people use words like detail-oriented or team player or go-getter. Just know those words are meaningless without proof. Does that make sense? Meaningless without proof. So we always want to tie in detail-oriented, and here's the proof of it, right? So the key to standing out is clarity on what I'm targeting, right? The customization of who's going to read this, what is on their mind, what do I think they're looking for? And number two, that impact you've brought to prior organizations. So here's your work for today. Take 15 minutes today to tweak your resume and just add one measurable achievement. Okay. And if you need help, of course, reach out. You can go to execupgrades.com/podcast, right? We can revise your resume as well. We have lots of different training products we can help you with. But just remember, your resume could be your ticket to opportunity. So you need to make it count. Everything matters in a job search. Your resume matters, your LinkedIn matters, how you communicate, how you get in front of people, what to say. All of these are conversion metrics, right? And the better our resume can be, our profile, our communication, our networking ability, our ability to talk about money, the faster we can get hired. So as John Maxwell would say, remember, leaders develop daily, not in a day. So take charge today and make one change to your resume. And I wish you the best of luck, and I'll see you again soon.